We're doing Dov's Minute, and we were discussing the mitzvah of lighting Shabbos candles on Friday afternoon before Shabbos. So the Shabbos candles, their purpose is for Shalom Bayis. So we have light, a person can enjoy the meal and not stumble into things. Our sages said one who is accustomed to having light in honor of Shabbos the way he should will have children that are Talmidei Chachamim. The Gemara says Rav Huna used to walk back and forth before Rav Avin Nagra's home, and he saw that he lit many candles in honor of Shabbos. He had a lot of light in his home. So he said, two great people will come out of this home, and that's Rav Idi Bar Avna and Rav Chia Bar Avna. His blessing came true. Rav Huna used to pass, Rav Chista used to pass by the entrance of the father of Rav Shizvi, and he saw he always has a lot of candles in honor of Shabbos. He said, a great man will come out of here, and he married it to have Rav Shizvi. The pasuk says, "Vayivarech Elokim es Yom Hashvi." God blessed the seventh day. How did God bless him? But we see when Job cursed his day, he cursed that the day should be dark. He said that night should be covered with darkness. The night I was born in, that day shouldn't ever have sunlight. So we see that darkness represents curse. So if God blessed the seventh day, how did He bless it? He blessed it with light. That's the Shalom Bayis, and that's the answer that Rabbi Yehuda Meshulam answered the Minim that do not light candles in their house in honor of Shabbos. He said, you see from the verses in Tanakh, even without our tradition, that blessing is represented with light. If curse is represented with darkness, then blessing is represented with light, and we are supposed to ensure that our homes are well lit in honor of Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.